Welcome to episode 32 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. Thank you for joining me today. Today's episode is about reasons that you should use a travel agent to book your Disney vacation. And, full disclosure, I am a travel agent that specializes in Disney destinations, but this is not for self-serving purposes. I think it really makes sense for most people going to Disney World or on a cruise or to Disneyland and to Aulani and Adventures by Disney to go through an agent that specializes in Disney vacations because they are up to date on the latest and greatest information. So I will list the reasons here in the episode, but first a quick reminder just to connect with me on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. All right, here we go. I think the first reason to use a travel agent that specializes in Disney vacations is you have one point of contact for your trip. So if you booked it directly with Disney, you would have to call the 800 number, you would have to have your confirmation number, and you know, go through all that, sometimes waiting a really long time in order to call Disney. So there are times when the waits can be 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour plus. So you've got a travel agent on your side that can do that for you. Each travel agent is different how they like to operate. I don't mind if my clients text me, call me, or email me, however they want to communicate with me, that's fine. And, but that way, you know, I know it's hard for me to call sometimes as busy as we are, if we're at work, that kind of thing. So if you could just email quickly, email your agent, ask a question, get an answer, and get it done. That's so much easier than having to just call in and explain everything to whoever's on the phone. So that's one part of that. The other part of that is when you're on your vacation, if there are issues, your travel agent is your advocate. Your travel agent is there to take care of things for you. So for instance, I have, while my clients have been out to dinner, tried to locate their luggage or tried to locate, their luggage more than once. I've had to do that. So you're able to just enjoy your vacation knowing that you've got somebody on your side and you don't have to spend time on the phone calling and, you know, calling the front desk and calling everybody. You've got somebody to handle that stuff for you so you can really just be in vacation mode. I can think of another time where I had a client whose daughter was not feeling well, like really not feeling well on their trip. And so she was texting me so that I could take care of some things for her with the resort while her daughter was sleeping. She didn't want to leave her and step out of the room, but she also didn't want to talk and wake up her daughter. So there are just little circumstances like that that makes it easy to have somebody that's on your side and just a text or an email away. The next reason is expertise, and this cannot be overstated enough, I think, especially with Walt Disney World and with Disneyland even and Disney Cruise Line. There are so many ins and outs to those vacations. To have an expert on your side that you can just ask a question like, how do we check in for our cruise? Or what fast pass is the best? Those kinds of things. There are just so many options for all of these vacations that having somebody that knows these parks and cruise ships and itineraries inside and out is beyond measure. As travel agents, we stay up to date on discount offers. We stay up to date on new offerings or any closures or things like that while you're on your trip. So, for instance, this year in 2019, free dining dropped on the 2nd of January. It typically drops in April. So if you weren't expecting it or you're not on some sort of distribution list where you get an email about it, by the time it was 2 days into the promotion, there was hardly any availability left. I was able to convert my clients to free dining offers if their dates fell within that. But not everybody knows, what those dates are and all those things. And I am constantly monitoring for discounts. So I am always trying to convert. As soon as a discount is released, I'm always trying to convert my clients to different discount offers. And if they don't fall within, maybe their resort isn't listed on the discount, I will give them other offers. So that, this year when free dining dropped, I saved my clients thousands of dollars. And also I was on the phone for over 3 hours in order to do that. So, and it wasn't because I had a lot to do, it was because that was the wait time. So just having somebody to do that for you is fantastic. And the next thing is recommendations. So for instance, at Walt Disney World, there are over 20 resorts and over 140 different options for dining. So plus. So that's a lot to dig through. And also you get a lot of opinions from people. If you say you're going to Disney World, you'll hear a lot of things. And everybody's experience is different, So I've been there multiple times, so many times I can't count. And so my recommendations are from multiple experiences, because I think we can all have a bad experience once, we can all have a good experience. So my experiences are from multiple experiences, and most agents are. So we are making recommendations not only based on research, what we know, what we communicate amongst each other as agents, but we are making recommendations based on personal experience, because we try these things out in order to make those recommendations. So we are constantly reinvesting in our business in order to provide you, our clients, with the most current and up-to-date recommendations. Not only are there resorts and dining options, parks, attractions, all that good stuff that we can recommend, but in addition, there are all of those enchanting extras that I talked about in the last two episodes, episode 30 and 31. And we know what's going on. We know. So if you say, I've got a child that is really into animals, we want to do something special, I would recommend that Caring for Giants tour, those kinds of things. And there are just so many different components to your trip that it really helps to have somebody that has walked the walk, that is an expert in the subject, have them being able to personally recommend experiences for you. I think another benefit of using an agent that specializes in Disney vacations is enthusiasm. I know from myself and my colleagues, we get just as excited for our clients to go as we do for ourselves. I mean, maybe not just as, but just about there. And we get like when we hear someone's going for the first time, or and we share stories with each other about special moments that happen with our clients, because it helps us just love it even more and realize, what we're doing is really helping people create memories. We just love it. So we are very enthusiastic about Disney in general and about your trip, and we want to make it as memorable as possible. So part of that is managing expectations a little bit. So like if you're going at a busier time, we will want you to know that and be prepared for that. And it's also helping you go in as informed as possible, so you're able to make decisions prior to your trip, and then also before, while you're on your trip. So you're able to kind of like, if you had one plan to kind of go one way, and then all of a sudden maybe you end up sleeping later, you can kind of change course a little bit. So there's part of that is just helping you to be as informed as possible to make those decisions while you're on your trip. So in addition to those recommendations, as you're planning your trip, before you go, we'll provide you with tips as well. And not every agent does this, but I know I do, and I know my colleagues at FTM Travel do as well. We will send you tips like, part of my tips are to walk through the shops at Magic Kingdom instead of walking down the crowded Main Street. If you're leaving, at least you get some air conditioning and some cover. And it can be crowded in there, but it's one of the options. One of my other tips is not to leave right after fireworks at a park, because the bus lines will be pretty crowded, and you may as well sit there and enjoy the park and do some shopping unless, of course, you've got tired kids. But, give the park a little time to clear out, give the bus lines a little time to clear out, and just enjoy yourself. So those are just quick examples of tips that I give to my clients. There are a lot, and it might be too many, but at least, you're like, oh, I didn't think of that. I didn't think to bring a phone charger. Bringing a portable phone charger, I think, is really important, because you don't want to spend an hour of your vacation charging your phone. I mean, unless you do and you want to sit there. But when you could be walking around and charging your phone, it makes sense. And your phone will die quickly when you're at Disney World, because you're using the app, you're taking pictures, that kind of thing. And then another benefit of using a travel agent is the dining reservations and FastPass reservations. Again, each agent varies. I think most agents will give you the option. I mean, I know I give my clients the options to do both if they want to, but I will take care of them otherwise. Dining reservations are at 6 a.m. Eastern. So in the Midwest here where I am, that's 5 a.m. Like, I was just up this morning doing dining reservations for somebody. And then fast passes open at 7 a.m. Eastern time, which is 6 a.m. here Central. And especially if you're in the West Coast, it would definitely be helpful to have somebody, in a time zone not so far away from the East Coast to be doing those reservations, so you're not up in the middle of the night doing them. Dining reservations open at 180 days before your trip, and fast pass reservations open at 60 days before your trip. Both of those are if you are staying on site at a Disney resort. So you will have an agent that would take care of that for you, make recommendations. For instance, I just had a client and she gave me her dining list and their first timers. And they made really great choices, but logistically, I just thought they could do it kind of a different way, so they weren't missing out on park time to get over to a reservation. I tried to, really arrange it a little differently for her. And she was very thankful that I gave her that information. She didn't figure in that it would take her maybe an hour to get from a park to a resort for a reservation. So we tweaked that a little bit so they could have more park time. And so it's just things like that, especially myself, when I went the first time, I did not use an agent and we didn't do it right. We did not do it efficiently. I made all of the first time mistakes. We still had a wonderful time for our trip, but we definitely didn't get as much out of it, which made us have a redo and then another redo and then another redo. And here we are. And now I'm doing this for a living. And then you'll want to make sure with fast passes that you're putting your fast passes together in the right way. So you don't want to be running from one end of a park to another just to make fast pass reservations. So your agent will be able to make those fast passes or help you make those fast passes for yourself in the most efficient way possible. And, we make recommendations based on those. For instance, I had a client that wanted one for the Jungle Cruise at Magic Kingdom instead of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And I told her, well, you would be able to probably get a Jungle Cruise one same day. That's not a hard one to get, but you would not be able to get a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train one. And she was so grateful that I gave her that information. There's something about wanting to ride those rides, of course, you want to, but there's also a way to utilize that fast pass system so that you're minimizing your wait times and then also being able to get those extra fast passes that you can use later in the day and use those in the best way possible, like doing the Jungle Cruise or Pirates of the Caribbean that almost always have same day availability on the fast pass system. And then there's just kind of the general customizing your vacation. So if you tell me that you have a princess fan who loves Cinderella, I will tell you that you could eat at Cinderella's Royal Table at Magic Kingdom or 1900 Park Fair, and you can choose between those options. If you tell me that you have a Nemo fan, I'll tell you that you must go to Epcot because they have Turtle Talk with Crush and the Seas with Nemo and Friends. And then in addition to that, I would tell you to also go to Animal Kingdom because there's a Nemo show there. So just you know, the more you give us to work with, the more we can help build a vacation for you that really is tailored to your family and what your family really loves. And then in addition, we will keep track of all your important dates. So your dining reservation date, your fast pass date, your final payment date, all of those dates, we keep track of those and we will send you reminders like, hey, next week is your fast pass date. Here are the recommendations. Let me know what you think. Hey, next week is your dining reservations. Here are the recommendations. Let us know what you think. That kind of thing. So you don't have to worry about it. We've got it in our calendars. And that final payment date, too, that can come up all of a sudden for people as well. So we're sending you a reminder prior to the final payment so that it's not a surprise to you. And I know that when I send a confirmation email to my clients when they make a reservation, I will have the dining date in there, the fast pass date, and the final payment date in there, just so everything's in one place. And then, like I said, those reminders go out, a week or so before, so that you're not surprised by anything. And then I just want to emphasize again the modifications. So if you book your own reservation and you need to make any sort of modification, it's difficult to do. You often will have to call about it, and you can add a day, you can take away a day, you can change dates, you can do all of those things up until your final payment. But and even after your final payment, there just can be a change fee associated with that. But just let an agent handle that for you. It's a hassle, and we really know how to navigate that system. And so, it's just much easier, and it kind of takes that burden off of like, oh boy, we've got to add a day. But, I know when I booked my own vacations, that was a little bit stressful, and I ended up having to kind of do some workarounds in order to make things work. And the agent will know what to do. And if they don't know immediately, they'll find out very quickly for you. So there's also a technical aspect to your vacation, and that's My Disney Experience. Everything goes through there. Your resort reservation, if you are doing ticket only, that still needs to be connected to your My Disney Experience. The fast passes go through there. Your dining reservations. If you are going with a group of people, there's a linking there, and your photos are there for photo pass. Everything goes through this My Disney Experience, and it can be very glitchy, to be quite honest with you. We have a lot of trouble with it. In fact, my own personal vacation, when I was there, it said I didn't have any fast passes, and I knew I did, but I knew how to handle that. I didn't freak out. Whenever, 10 years ago, I would have freaked out, and I didn't have to, because I knew that this happens a lot. And for instance, this weekend, I just spent an hour on the phone with technical support in order to fix one of my clients' accounts that had everything had been in there correctly originally. Something glitched out and it was a bit of a mess. And so I spent an hour getting that coordinated and fixed for my client. I've had other clients where it's a large group of them going and it's tickets and everybody should be connected in there so that they can make fast passes together. That was probably another hour to hour and a half spent on the phone dealing with trying to get everybody linked together and the tickets linked to all the right people. So we know what we're doing with My Disney Experience. It's not, we're in it pretty much every day, making reservations, linking things. So let us handle that burden for you, because, once you're there, you will have to use it and you will have to be familiar with it. But let us handle kind of that technical aspect of making sure everything is up and running before you go. The best part of this, and I'll end on this, is that you do not pay any extra to book a trip with an agent that specializes in Disney vacations. So in other words, you pay the same amount whether you book directly on the Disney website or with an agent. But with us, you get all of our added expertise and guidance and help throughout the planning process. So, it's really a huge benefit to you that you pay the exact same. And, In turn, you're helping a small business as well. So, you're not just going to Disney. I mean, you are helping a small business. We're all independent contractors. We work for an agency that is a small business. So you're helping everybody in that process, and you're getting all these benefits for, just simply booking through somebody that specializes in this. So I think those are some really compelling reasons to use a travel agent when you're booking your Disney vacation. I don't want this to seem like one big long ad for travel agents. It's not that. I want you to see the benefit of it for you. All these added things that you get along with just booking your vacation. And as I mentioned, I do work for an agency. It's called FTM Travel. Any agent there would be happy to work with you if you have any questions. And so you can reach the agency at info@ftmtravel.com. That's F as in fairy, T as in trip, M as in mother.com. And or you can reach out directly to me, Rebecca Enchanted, on Facebook or Instagram. I would, of course, love to help you. If you do email the agency, just mention that you heard about them on the podcast. That's it for this week. I'll see you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.